Well, I had forgotten they do use those for fish bait, grasshoppers.
Is there anything else you'd use besides grasshoppers and worms?
Well, crickets.
How about a small animal that, or a small fish?
Yeah, shrimp. Some people use shrimp in, as fish bait. Or minnows.
Small fish that are used.
That's most minnows, I think.
If you were cleaning up your house and you saw a dusty spot that had parts of it stretched from
like
one corner,
cobwebs,
you'd call it a cobweb.
I sure would, or a dust web. Sometimes there's a spider web and then there's a dust web too. I guess the spider is. It made the web, and it catches plenty of dust, but I think sometimes we get webs from gas, heat, too. Don't you think so?
Yes, probably do. When you're pulling up a stump outside, you'd have to dig around the what?
The roots of it.
And sometimes maybe cut the...
Yes, mm-hmm. We had a humongous... Stop on the van. I say he had even tied a rope to a truck trying to get it out.
Oh, really? What kind of tree was it?
It had been a great big old pine tree.
What other
and
kind?
Those roots really had gone all of his front yard.
What other kind of trees grow around the area?
We have giant oaks, pines, sweet gum trees, and some birch.
Have you ever heard of a tree that has broad leaves and it sheds leaves all the time, and the bark peels off and has little knobs or balls, and a tough wood that's used for chopping block? Have you ever heard of any kind of tree like this?
Mm-mm.
Some people might call it a buttonwood.
No.
Or how about a sycamore?
No, I never have heard of a sycamore. I've heard of them, but I never have seen a sycamore tree.
What kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
The cherry tree.
Do you believe that story?
No. I don't know. It could be true, though. It's hard to tell. It's been hidden down through history through the years, hasn't it?
That's right. Do you have any poisonous things around here, grasses? Do you have any poisonous grasses?
No, I have an elephant ear plant that they say is... poisonous, that it could affect your speech, you know, if it was the juice from that. Now this, I don't know what this is, just hearsay or what.
What about something that grows out in the woods that might make you itch?
Or poison ivy. Or poison oak.
Is there a red leaf shrub that makes some people itch like this? And it's considered poison to some people. It's a very tall shrub with stems and leaves growing out from it, and it turns bright red in the fall, and it might have a little red bunch at the top, and it grows all over on hillsides particularly. Some people call it poisonous, or it would be poisonous to some people.
I don't remember anything like that.
But you do have poison ivy. Anything, any other
ivy
kinds?
Ivy or poison oak.
Uh-huh. That makes you break out.
Yes. What about a real allergic to it?
Are you?
Yes.
Talking about red, what about some red berries that you eat with sugar and cream?
Strawberries.
All right. What are some other kinds of red berries that you might also eat?
Raspberries and blueberries.
Are some berries that you eat or that you find in the forest aren't good to eat, and what would you say they were?
Well, there's a China berry that's not good to eat, and poke berry.
But if you ate something that was harmful to you, you'd say the berry was
poisonous.
What about a bush that's big, or a flowering bush that blooms late in the springtime? It's tall and with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers. Think of anything? Not necessarily something that grows in your yard, but maybe something that grows...
The tree type thing, would you say dogwood?
Uh-huh, dogwood.
And flowering, we have flowering quince and flowering pale.
How about mountain laurel? Have you ever heard of
that?
Yes,
mountain laurel. It's very pretty.
Would you call it by any other name?
That's what it's known as here, it's just mountain laurel.
What about a bigger bush, larger, has longer segments of the stem, and they're just beautiful. They grow up in the mountains, and they're so...
It's a bush, not violet. I forgot the name of it.
Rhododendron,
that's it, rhododendron.
Yeah.